me tell you something, brother.
But to be the man, you gotta beat the man.
Austin 316 says I just whipped your ass.
Back at W Pod, Mike James, arguably one of the shortest ones we've got because Skype is gone. It's about as over as a Randy Orton rest hold from 2010.
Mike. Brilliant. should we go to a show and hold up a sign that says another Skype, please, Randy?
Yeah, that would, well, to be fair, yes.
And Skype peaked in 2010.
Yeah, it did. It's recent peak is more than Randy Orton, or is it? Because Randy Orton did go for the title against John Cena.
A backlash, indeed.
Yes, but we need to go all the way back to WrestleMania though before we get to backlash.
That's true. Well, I was thinking about this. Anyone? The weird thing about Mania this year is that By far the biggest thing about Mania this year didn't happen at Mania. It happened at the Elimination Chamber.
Indeed. There was a couple of rumours as to why that happened. I say a couple. Obviously,
oh, yes.
Pinch yourself. One rumour was that Mania tickets weren't doing as well as they figured.
Oh, so, I heard that. I heard they weren't doing great, but at the time everyone seemed to blame Jey Uso, which is a little harsh, I felt.
Yeah. That angle was meant to be at the end of WrestleMania.
What do you mean?
The angle they did at Elimination Chamber with The Rock.
Oh, they were going to do it at the end of the main event. So they did it early to spike the sales. Oh, I'm with you now. Oh.
Yeah, but then almost shit on the main event. I thought it was quite good. In terms of the match, we started off slow, fair enough, but then it got really good. Yep.
Sorry, I'm being vulgar and sexual. Let's carry on.
No way. It got really, really good until some unknown rapper came down and ruined it.
That's my sex life!
Basically. That's your... Well, there we go.
Let's carry on. Yeah.
I've not come many rappers recently. But yeah.
Have you not?
No.
There's a joke in there, son, that's very obvious, but if I say it, I'll be cancelled quicker than... The rapper I'm thinking of, let's move on. Moving on.
Cancel quicker than a Sasha Banks tag team title reign.
Which is ironic, because the rapper I'm thinking of also disappeared for a bit. Anyway, now then, God, this has got dark. Anyway, and that's us. Travis Scott, who I think is one of those rappers that everyone in the world knows who he is, apart from you and I, if I'm perfectly honest.
No, my kids watched it and they were like, who?
That's hilarious.
I'd like to think my kids are cooler than me, so there we go.
I know your kids are cooler than both of us, so I can understand
They are, yeah. So is your pet dog, if I'm honest as well.
He had three individuals. He had no idea who the fuck Travis Scott was either.
No, absolutely. And if he doesn't know, no one's got any hope.
Exactly. Do you know what? When I first heard the name Travis Scott, I thought, isn't he the drummer from Blink 182?
That would have been better.
It would have been more fun.
It would have made
even less sense and therefore even more fun.
Yes, and he could have used a drumstick and a cymbal to take out Cody Rhodes.
You mean like when they hung the Big Boss Man at WrestleMania 15? They went, "Is it a cymbal?"
Oh yes, yeah. Because we love a live execution at WrestleMania with children, don't we? Brilliant.
We certainly do.
Absolutely. Wrestling with more live executions, please.
Wrestling WWE Pod, the snuff years.
Yeah, I've already got a title for this very short episode.
Please tell me.
You want to know?
Yes.
Who the F star is Travis Scott?
Wonderful.
Because I have no idea who he is until obviously WrestleMania. He's the man that pooped over the main event. That's who Travis Scott is.
You made that sound like a Bond theme. He's the man who shat on the main event.
Well, yes. Never have your singing been more apt for the subject we're talking about, Mike, because he absolutely is. He's absolutely, he's horrendous. I mean, it was good. It was exciting. I was like, oh, brother. I think John Cena's going to win, even though I want Cody to win. I've got a feeling. And then Travis Scott comes out. I'm thinking, okay, it's not over yet.
Yeah.
And then it was over. And then I was like, where's The Rock? Along with about a million other people.
Indeed. So it's part of the biggest angle of the year, and yet he's not there. Which is a tricky one.
No, he said he didn't. No.
It's a weird one because you know, people often make reference online these days about so-and-so is like The Rock if you bought him from Wish or Temu.
Yes.
Travis Scott was like The Rock version, was like the substitute for The Rock they bought from Wish. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the substitute from The Rock. No, well, you say that.
Yeah.
I'd go one further.
Please.
If Wish had its own Wish, that would be Travis Scott.
Which is ironic because, you know, if you make a wish, you normally get John Cena.
Well, yeah.
What
are all the, to be fair, what are all those Make-A-Wish kids going to be thinking?
I imagine
some of them obviously have sadly passed away, but any of the ones that have recently done it, it must be horrible.
Thank God you said that because I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, no.
What are the kids from Make-A-Wish thinking? Not a lot. I mean...
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Sam, some of them are going to have brothers and sisters. They would have been part of the, one of my brothers and sisters last week for C. John C. was so happy, and look at it now.
It's a weird
It's just interesting.
But of course, what about the ones that recovered, God bless them, and now they're sitting there like, John Cena helped me get through, you bastard!
Yes, absolutely. Yes, you just picked Cody Rhodes. Yeah, absolutely.
And you know what else? Even those kids don't know who Travis Scott is.
No.
They have no idea. It's a weird thing, because this has made me sound quite old, and I am. Well, you know, I look good.
Yeah.
But you know, you get like, maybe it's a generational thing, I suppose, right? Whenever I hear about a rapper, a singer, whoever, I hear about the number of albums that they've sold, all right, I can understand that. If I hear about the number of streams they've had, yeah, I can get behind that. But if ever there's a rapper or singer and the way they say how big they are is by how many people have watched a video on YouTube, I think, no, they are not.
No.
They are not big if they're having to rely on the YouTube clicks.
No, on the YouTube clicks. I know.
So, Travis Scott,
son of. Well, I've got a few Travis Scott things. I've asked ChatGPT, who is Travis Scott? Funny answers only.
Oh, okay. Yes.
So, Travis Scott, the accidental comedian, starts with.
Nice.
Stage mishap turned superpower. During a performance at London's O2 Arena with Drake, Travis Scott fell through a hole in the stage.
Brilliant. I know who Drake is. He's famous.
Yep. There we go. Rather than admitting to a fall, he humorously claimed, "I didn't fall, dude. I flew," likening the experience to floating. It's Miami in June 24, after being arrested in Miami for disorderly... Oh, that's nice.
Brilliant.
Intoxication, trespassing, following a yacht incident. Scott humorously justified his behaviour by saying, "It's Miami." It's not very good, is it? He's just not a nice person.
I fell off a yacht because I was pissed and got arrested. Don't worry. That sounds like the equivalent of what happens in Vegas stayed in Vegas, but not as good.
Yes. The Wish version of Vegas.
Exactly.
No, it's just, no.
What happens in Miami is in the water. Is that the sort of thing we're saying here?
Well, yes, what happened in Miami goes on the internet. Yeah.
Okay, have we got any other amusing things on there?
Giant lizard on stage.
Brilliant.
Travis Scott, along with Quavo and Takeoff, bought a monitor on stage, adding an unexpected twist to the act. No idea, that wasn't funny. ChatGPT's failed me on this. In the music video for Stop Trying to Be God, Scott portrays various biblical figures, including a shepherd. Yeah, including a shepherd and a figure resembling a god from Monty Python. Fair enough, adding a layer of satire to the ritual. So there's a tiny bit of hope.
Yeah, but did he have any idea what he was doing? Is it one of those?
Probably not.
Yeah.
No. I don't think he did. I don't think he did.
The only song by Travis Scott I know is the one they played at WrestleMania that's called Fame.
Yeah.
Fame.
Yeah, I can't.
Fame. It's the same word a million times, which is ironic because I now feign interest whenever anyone says Travis Scott.
Fame. I thought you said fame, not fame. I thought you said fame, which I thought was purely ironic because none of us knew who he was when he came out. But yeah, no, it is fame. Okay.
F-E-I-N. Whatever it means.
Well, I can only assume that was an instruction to the crowd after the match and that an instruction to the whole internet, because that's exactly what they felt about the match in the end. It was a good match. I've moaned enough. What did you honestly think about the match, Mike?
Well, you know what? I think I'm going to talk. I'm going to give that match the same review that I give for WrestleMania as a whole this year. WrestleMania, the biggest show of the year, no matter what company you're into, and it's a wonderful thing. 8 hours of WrestleMania this year was kind of good. There we are!
It wasn't wonderful.
Yeah. It wasn't terrible. It was vague in the middle. Sorry, carry on.
No, the main event on Saturday was amazing. The triple threat was really good.
That was quite good. That was a good match.
Yeah, that was a really good match.
Maybe the best one, if I'm honest,
every match was good, apart from the ending of this game against Saturday. And I wasn't keen on the AJ Styles match either.
He had Logan Paul, didn't he?
Yeah. It just didn't... I don't know. Because Logan Paul has been in good matches. No. Yeah, you're right. It was like... It almost felt like, in hindsight, two ingredients that you shouldn't put together. But, yeah.
I thought it would work. Because you've got AJ Styles can wrestle whatever style he fancies because he's that good, including high flying. Logan Paul is mainly a flyer. So I thought it would work. But so it just didn't quite... it's that kind of feeling, you know?
No, I completely agree. Which is a bit sad. Which made me sad.
I'm sure I told you when I met AJ Styles technically on Orpington High Street.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Sort of. There is a village, there's a hall on Orpington High Street, the town I grew up in, and where they used to occasionally do little wrestling shows, like IPWs, remember them? And they did a show, PWG, Pro Wrestling Guerrilla, at this hall in Orpington, Orpington Hall, so it was literally called, and AJ Styles was on the card. And I was like, bloody hell. So this when he was still with TNA. So I shook AJ's hand and said, thank you for coming all this way to wrestle here. And it was just, obviously it was great to meet him. And I'll say this, even though people talk about he's not the biggest guy, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
When he shook my hand, it was, he almost crushed my hand into dust.
Oh,
that is a manly individual. So, technically speaking, I met AJ Styles on Orpington High Street. Not a place you would expect to meet one of the best wrestlers in the world, but there we are. But at least I know who he was, unlike Travis Scott. So let's move on.
Yeah, he could have been with Travis Scott for all you knew. You wouldn't have known.
I wouldn't know now.
No, I still don't know. Travis, oh God, no. How long do you think the Cena thing is going to run for? Till the end of the year, and then someone like Cody Rhodes is going to hopefully beat him?
I think exactly that. I think it's going to be, he's going to hold the belt until his very last match in November, December, whatever it's going to be, and then it's like he drops the belt, and then it's like it's all lovely now, and then they give each other a hug, and thank you, Cena, and all that beautiful respect that he does deserve.
He does deserve it.
Of course. I think it'll be to the very end of his run.
Because the one problem I've got with this is we had this with Brock Lesnar and we had this with Roman Reigns, a part-time champion who hardly turns up. And it's really annoying. That's the only annoying thing about this thing.
I see your point, but I will say this. In my head, with all this Mania season, John Cena's probably done more appearances with the belt in the last couple of months than Brock Lesnar would do in a year. I'll say that.
Yes. Absolutely. Brock Lesnar, he's probably not allowed back to WWE for a while. Is
probably not. I'm gonna be vulgar again. The only WWE thing he's allowed inside is Sable. Oh, Nelly!
Oh my God! Well, there we go. Yes, his wife, luckily.
Yes. In case anyone didn't get that gag, he's married to Sable.
He is. I don't even know her real... It used to be Rena Miro, wasn't it? Rena Lesnar, I guess.
I guess so.
Yeah. So, yeah, they met when she came back, didn't she? She came back in, like, the early 2000s.
And he timed it perfectly, as it were. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely, he did.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is an odd... Yeah. It's one that's... Obviously, they've been married for years now, but I still can't quite get my head around it. It's obviously nothing to do with us fans. We go, no. Lesnar's with no. Sable? Still 20 years on, I still go, really? It's still like that, you know?
I secretly hope they either go to the Harvester or Pizza Express and go watch a film together holding hands.
Oh, and then she crushes her hand into dust.
Well, yes, like AJ Styles.
Exactly.
He'd be like, a good wrestler taught me this. Crush. Yeah.
Nice.
So we're going to see the end of John Cena this year at some point.
Yes, indeed. You, as a big John Cena fan, right?
I am. Until he dick-kicked Cody Rhodes. It was very upsetting.
You don't really feel that way, do you?
Well, to be fair, in one way, it was nice to see him win. I think the fact that there was a heel turn was... So the heel turn itself was better than the WrestleMania match. That moment was just
100%
amazing.
100% agree. The moment when he turned... And did you hear about the turn before you saw the turn? As many of us did.
I did not.
So for you, it was a total shock.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Me, the kids and I was like, what the... my son was like, I hate John Cena now, I want Cody Rhodes to win, was the general consensus after we turned Elimination Chamber off. So.
Well, you've got to say this, though. It worked. It got the desired result in a weird way.
It did. It made WrestleMania. Which then... Obviously, going back again to the main event, that's why it was so frustrating. Because The Rock was there, did the slit throat thing now. And then he decides the biggest angle, arguably, of the biggest angle since either Stone Cold or Stone Cold deal, let's be honest, I think.
Yeah.
And then they fuck it up a wrestler. The Rock didn't even come down. You saw the crowd waiting. When Travis Scott came out, there was a cheer, simply because everyone expected, if you smell what The Rock is cooking, to come. It did not, and it was such an obvious thing that they needed to do. It really, really hurt, I think, that feud, and it really hurt the ending of the match, because some people were annoyed that Cody Rhodes lost, and the way he lost, but I think had The Rock come out and helped Cody Rhodes lose, a lot of people would have gone, okay, this is the angle. Hey, I'm excited to see what's going to happen next. It's all he needed to do, and he didn't. I think everyone, I don't know anyone that didn't expect The Rock to turn up. If that makes sense.
And it makes perfect sense. It's one of those things where you just kind of assumed that he would find a way.
Yeah.
But did he? Balls.
No, I mean, like, the referee, the referee's down, hit him, Cody Rhodes keeps kicking out, they're like, oh, how's he going to do this? The Rock comes out, Rock bottom, people's elbow, smacks him with a chair a couple of times, makes him bleed, and then 1, 2, 3. And then The Rock gets his own referee in, maybe, I don't know. And then you got 1, 2, 3, done, thank you very much. WrestleMania in the pastry bricks, not a bad main event. Yeah. Oh,
do you think the referee could have been the drummer from Blink 182? Travis?
That would be... That would be really very good. And then they have like a Kane, like an Undertaker versus Undertaker match. The real Travis Scott for SummerSlam.
Travis versus Travis to win custody of being recognised.
Custody being recognised, yes. Or drumstick on a pole match.
Yeah, but if Travis Barker, I think that's his name, from Blink 182 and 1, he'd go, brilliant, I can drum. If Travis Scott won, he'd go, what the fuck is this?
It would improve it. It would improve him. He needs a gimmick. Anyway, Michael, I'll let you have the last word. I'll let you take it away.
Okay, I'm going to end with the final word. It's a short show as we gather. There's a bit of a test run of the new equipment now that Skype is dead. So I'm going to end this with a genuine fact that I don't think anyone has really considered during this show. The genuine fact that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not wearing any trousers. Good night.
Monday Night Raw, the WWE Sports Entertainment, the state of Florida, the country of the United States, the Western Hemisphere, the planet Earth, the heaven. again.